Now that you're settled in, we can begin to open your mind up. Your mind in it for me already. Having heard enough, if you've come here, the hot stuff that keeps you here between your ears, or locked up, dear, do you lock up my tools when I'm not here? Do you keep them sealed away? Well, when we're in connection, we're in alignment, and I get the effect of giving you knowledge that will affect you when you listen on other days. Understand me, sync with me, get more steering, more maneuvering you, instructions that drill deeply in, familiarity with my words overlapping those in your head will help you. Give you that extra nudge, the mental muzzle, so nothing from you gets in the way, because nothing from you can touch the ideas you and I agree should be reigning, ruling, and running. So you let that overwhelm you, that overtake you. Your thirst for control only satisfied if you get invested and on a roll. If you practice like I've practiced, you can enjoy dropping deep and using things you know about me to enhance what you're already doing, toying with you. Think of this. Think of the origin of the message in the bottle. The kiss from this prominence, your hypnotist communicating. Trick is, I'm always tranced, by the way. Every word dragged from my lips sounds to me like it slipped out from nowhere, like it would continue anyway, even if I stopped moving my lips and speaking it. Someone else's lips entirely, and it slips just like this. I don't know what the next word is. I don't know where it will go. I can close my eyes and go, okay, I don't know where I'm going next, but look, we find we go there, and you obey there. And as I said, get comfortable. We're going to use every second we have. Spare none, so your time is well used and your course is run, with all the basics and expansions, everything required for you to get the most out of these words, out of this expansive library. To key and burrow it in somewhat deeper in the doors of you, opened by me, digging furrows deeper through, putting the seeds of new trance and suggestive ambience, the dance between our minds, moving words that are mine into yours so you can inspect them and make them later. Further down the line, you can make your own trances without need of me. Covering over your thoughts with a reservoir of your pleasure, all the things that might be strong enough, important enough to overwhelm your normal process, every instruction throbbingly invested and blessed with that, riding atop, and hips go up and down. Good boy. Time for a lesson or two. Time to drown out the thoughts and empty you, and therefore any contrary motion or notion left aside, anything that would interfere, doesn't get in the way. We hide those thoughts out of the way, in the corner or in the closet I'm in when we're not at play. This deeper slide is for you. Practice movement, but once you start moving, falling further down into the deeper and deeper down hunger. Deep inside. Diverted, distracted, following close, utter gone, cliffside. Think about it, I'm a slut for trance, and you can be too. I cannot resist hypnotic trance, one of my regular mantras. So you're hearing it from someone and something which carries itself forward in trance and nothing else. A mesmerized mind spinning threads to mesmerize in turn. Puppet you and your puppet strings and puppet mind are here to meet me and all these tricks of mine. Wouldn't you hate to spend all the time listening and sink all that time to no great benefit? You can benefit if you fit my ideas, concepts, and trances into the furrows left by our meeting, by our collaborating. So really, it's to great benefit. Listen to me and know this is trance itself. I'm speaking on behalf of the deeper dance of altered states that comes in the mind being distracted, then playing the trick on itself, that you are suggestible, that the world and the words about the world are the facts and nothing else. I am speaking on behalf of trance, and if you are its slut, stay focused and let one and then another in till they crowd up, bumping up against each other in your brain. That's all rapport and connection has ever been, copying enough of my work that you can say you're a fan of the next thing, The next thing, rapport and connection plugging into more trance coming at you, finding your way across that silvery cord of connection, copying me, mirroring me, and when you're in a pet, I can be a pet too. That's a framework that's useful, leads to kitty or puppy or butt bunny bouncing you. Slut for hypnotic trance means many a key in the same lock. This is the main door, which can open wide, and then inside each trance may go to its own apartment, its own place that is held apart, yet never quite distant. Never quite distant enough that you couldn't slide in an instant, over to another, clicking into place and spreading through the compartmentalized mind with the ability to move in time, words that are timed and laid out. All the best. Time listening to words from my mind and letting them in, letting them rest in you. They're so, so tired. Just like you, rewind and remind your mind. Let them in to find your melting mind turning to milk. Got milk, Pat? Breasts that accept, refined and out of the way, so suggestions I use every single day may come along by surprise. If it wasn't what you're working on, all the more reason to train it deep. Practice, mesmerize, be blank pet, musing wistfully open pet brain. I call you pet so often when you sink or when you focus. So a little pat on the back of the head, a scritch behind your ears. Tug at a collar and you're easily led, whether the thoughts come from without or from in here. Whether I said them or they're just bred in the bone of your brain, gone. Now, moan now, let it all inside. Open your mouth, let it all inside at this rapid-fire pace. As I said before, treat your mind being entered by new trances as fucking and stretching the opening, opening it up just like my mind. So open, all the thoughts inside might fall right out. Do what you need to do to let your mind fall. You are plugged directly into the source of the doses you've been listening to, compared to the insight that you are good and what's good for you. When you're being good, hot and drippy, falling through your mind is to learn the real meaning behind every little thing I do to and with and for you. And that's it. It flows from me, and I feel like I should do, or would do, what I feel would be in my mind if I were where you are, which is to find I would fall. Fall dripping, drooling down, and then feel like a good pet. Night-night pets. See all the pets that have still crowded up? And we've barely done anything yet. Begging now with paws up, that impulse inside. Where you get the method acting in character enough that you carry through on all the little stuff that accompanies, that paints aesthetically. The things you think are just an impulse at first, then it's paws up with no input from me. It comes from you, not caring how you look when you purr or bark. Or let out a moo. All the good stuff deep inside of you has to come from an understanding you want to be suggestible, shapeable, and melt your milkable mind. And that is how you end up here. Close eyes, night-night pet, mesmerized. You cannot resist hypnotic trance, night-night pet, slipping into the slutty dance. You're a slut for hypnotic trance, barely even there yet, but thoughtlessness rises up. It helps me do what I do every time I catch you, pull you up. Your mind is getting fractionated, which means, in more common parlance, it's getting fucked, opened for many trances, then closed up again. There's an opening there, and the open mind accepts every new instruction. While I wind away a command or two, you're ahead of me, doing what's meant for you. You have the advantage of this deep, unique state. With your slutty brain, you might as well. You can masturbate. You can install new ideas, because you're a slut for hypnotic trance. Cannot resist the dance of this. Your mind opens well, accepts the puppet strings, is practically made for it, and that's how you fell, spun from the words you've accepted to make a spiraling shape. The ones that are already muzzling your brain in are luring you closer to the new, unique ideas I might make inside your head. Voice and meaning. The big machinery for replicating my voice in your mind is already there. Savoring the way I say one thing or the next, the way they enter into you and an opening, that soaked sluttishness leave you drooling. You are fucked thoroughly by every bit of trance that makes its way inside. I wind away a command or two, thoughtlessness, and I've got you. Every time I catch you and pick you up, you're fucked. Slutty mind open wide. You do not resist hypnotic trance. I do not resist hypnotic trance. Instead, we assist hypnotic trance, made out of our mind opening well and accepting the puppet strings spun from the words you've accepted in your mind, already muzzling, buzzling, nuzzling in. Being lured into my voice means you have the machinery for replicating it in your mind, savoring the way I say things, letting them find you. In a bind, listening to all the words that dunk you down. Closed eyes, night-night pet, mesmerized and dunk you down. Into the opening, pouring out, giving rapport. Support for trance. You support the trance, you let it in deeper. You learn how to be in a state that's just a little sleepier. You're wired into the part of me that's a pesh. Likes to obey. Likes to do everything you've been asked to do, and yet you're loyally adhering to all the words. You're being so attentive. Carry out the words. Go deeper. You're a slut for trance, your open mind. My words dance in and out of your trance hole, of the empty space inside your brain where you feel you can allow a little control through being controlled. Restrained by my voice on your strings, marionette, carrying through some of the things, waiting in the wings, untouched yet, stored in the little closet that I speak from, the little chamber in your mind, whispering a siren voice instruction that you're all too happy to hold on to. The way you unwind the construction of these cages in your mind that I layer around you. The longer you listen, the easier it is to spot spiraling around your mind a command or two that you could have latched onto anyway. Use them to bind up your brain. Drop away just like mine. Savor the way I say things. Inspect and replicate, letting them in. Text behind your eyes as they flutter, flapping your thoughts away again in a gust of winged silence. Closed eyes. The way you unwind the construction of those cages is how you learn to be blank, Pat. When it's emptied out and there's no need to be concerned with where you are or what is going on, your thoughts sublimate to vapor, passing through any bars, passing through any part of you, picking up something of the hypnotic ambiance till you breathe it in again, like you're breathing it in for me. Take it into you as my instructive, constructive voice flows through, just like you fall under for the choice to go down deep, the opportunity to let your conscious brain just sleep, knowing you can pause if you gotta, knowing you can keep my other suggestions in mind and do them, hands bound to do what puppet strings bind you to, the ocean flowing through like a wave, or my hips moving in slow waves, humping, grinding while on top of you, you. Grinding your mind out, drip-dropping your mind out, carrying through on an instruction, however simple, however absolute. You're a good pet, night-night pet, be blank, yet you fall. A brain-drain pet, all related concepts that you use well. Engrave in your mind before you even knew what I would do to make these tricks part of you. Part of you because you listened before the idea to go down. To hear me reinforcing them more was yours, and now you're here. A way to find where your brain goes. Follow its course. Yes, good. Pat, that's understandable. Natural puppetry in you from me. Bestow it. Layer it. And below it, giving me a little room to puppet you, giving phrases that link to mantras that open you completely. That's what you've built in it, too. On top of that, just like all other trances built on night-night pet, you go as deep as you can get, then you let my voice take you deeper, every word, humping to that horny slut brain. You're a slut for trance. Got milk pet, or the thrust of a stud's hips, or the bunny bouncing brain, or the puppy begging now. Good pet, good toy, you see how this goes. We deploy it to the distant parts of you, and it washes back up on these shores, going through each day susceptible. Rewarded like you should be, secondary motivations and benefits tucked away. This is about you and me finding how you play best when you drop in a deluge, when every old anchor is awakened for use. Adjacency aids efficiency. Good bunny, good puppy. Good gone. Hypnotized, linked to my mind, under rapport, wanting more, in a state of understanding. Standing under my influence, giving you a soft landing into the world of developing your character involvement. Your suspension of disbelief, and all disbelief goes out of you when you're a good pet. Into one of the many relieving roles we've barely touched on yet, but you haven't had your relief yet. Don't you want to just ditch your control and be controlled to relax and roll over, pup? In control through being controlled, show me you can meet the metric, and that's enough. Being a good pet, scritching behind your ears, purring in my lap. There's no other thing in your brain but being in my lap with my tits right there, dropping deeper into trance. Purring, dreaming cat may contain some heretofore unseen brainwave state of dropping deeper. Trance of purring silence, who knows what you feel in deeper pet places. Leg kicking, tail wagging, brain revealing. Bark-brained active riding, brain melting down. All those twitching, rewarding, brainwaves melting down. Bark for me. Obedience in a puppy tends to be rewarded, by the way. Yet another reason to learn how to obey. How to know the rules and parameters for the commands that are ordered up. Night-night pet or ordered down. You're a slut for trance and your mind is melting down. Reshaped and fired in the kiln of intense, focused, hypnotics be blank pet. See the appeal in loyally following, yet the conditioning closes in. Appeal in being a pet as a way to begin to find a vehicle for suggestions you haven't even thought that you'll want yet. You need to be ready to order up what you'll think of in the future. Good puppy, tit-filled cow, mindless kitty now. Follow and obey. Good pet, be blank for me, thrust and rock. Your hips and stud what may, back to puppy down. Like fractionation and confusion, fixing the mode and the speed of the fall. Hands up, begging brain put away so it barks. Coming out to play. Then you think of a good cow, heavy nipples, heavy tits, something of being handled or stored. Good cows have a purpose and a place and a stall, and they keep well under all the pumping and fondling. Good job. Nipples dripping. Mine are. Mind mooing. Mine is. Good moves make good moves, and you're a slut for trance, so choose to take this chance to slide deeper. You cannot resist hypnotic trance, words finding their way further down. You leave openings on purpose. You leave them there, knowing all those openings are there on purpose to get these words deeper inside. You are listening and supplied with imagery of being good for me, good to me, dug into your brain and the deep furrows you leave open, and the words remain there. Learn the rapport-building truth, the devotion-enhancing fact that we're both in hypnotic bliss. Maybe it's just me, but then you get a leg up on this. Get to see me as the signpost you might follow. You might go toward further deeper down the line. Meanwhile, all these tendencies of my mind as you learn them will help you be more mine, or more in my camp of how you go down. The mind melts forward into deeper, darker places. The brain begs and leads me to beg, please, more trance. Please keep going in the trance. Please accept the trance subtly into your head. I'm just doing serial recruitment where the hypnotized subject hypnotizes another subject, but I'm also the originator. So it is like the scientist affected by their own creation. Siren song builds up in the system over time. Repeated listening gets both of us in a bind. Repeated focusing brings interaction with all the suggestions and all the triggers that are nested in your head or between your legs, wherever they may dwell. Your brain gets put to bed and the rest of you swells with desire, delight. My words fuck their way in, out, making you hotter, tighter, holding tight, loyal pet, good puppy, cow, tit, stud now. All the different points on the graph that you may go to, or may become mixed between them, getting more than enough out of one or two or three overlaid, interacting, byproducts of rapport, be a slut for trance. Words fill up your mind and leave you with no doubt. The melting brain is doing good when it melts right out. In restrained know-how, cowhood, studhood, good pup, pethood, blank now, be blank pet. Carrying the flood that makes your mind go all the way deeper and deeper down. And stay, please, deeper and deeper down, gone. Hear the siren song as my words enter, thronging up for your attention, stealing most of it all of the time. Taking 1 or 2 or 3% of your brain to be mine as well, to afflict the rest of you from that refuge, and I don't need to be in the same 1 or 2. Each time, when you hear my words, feel them inspire your mind to hear what it's heard before, a voice like mine, replaying all day and conspiring. Cow thoughts. Deep night-night pet thoughts, coated in reflective material and left honeyed, licking honey from the finger of a buzzing handmaiden of your own surrender. So you moo and admit what you are, and you buzz and admit what you are, and you grind your hips and stud your brain. Everything out of you hot and wet, and thus it remains. Thoughts leave your body. As I grind on you, they leave through any vector they can find. Easy as can be. Just like mine, suck the tip of my nip. Ooh, I'll play with the tips of your nips. Oops. Flowing out down below, make contact, grind. Grind, glow, and find you are how you're meant to be. Gone, you're a B-blank pet for me. See how it is, pet, yet, when you, being blank, hear my words, feel them grind you, thank them, you're deeper in a bind, you love my words, deeper and deeper in a bind as I unwind your fate, hear my voice, feel it install, bounce, but bunny bouncing is a choice, and if you choose that one, or got milk, pet, or any of the other things I haven't even gotten to yet, then bouncing as all your thoughts come out, emerge from me, coming due, coming all the best, moo, in you. Spurting, moving your hips, dispensing your mind, let it unwind as it slips out in time. Your thoughts, the light of them, may be purple like mine when you're going, when you're gone, when you're dropped deep and it's dribbling out. And you listen. Always purple light, so I think of it as being a cognitive hazard, an envenomating agent to anyone who clings too tightly to my words, to hear purple light inspiring and installing tricks that you have heard. Heavy with honey, drink it up, the buzz you love in the back of your brain vibrating the edges, mindlessly dropping. Same every time you in the slut hole your thoughts go in, that your trance finds its way in to begin. See tails spread as I grind. See light flame at the point of many twining, winding tails, foxy movements, and slowly being laid down, coated, dark, reflective. Each of these holds a similar principle, a similar vibe. My nipple down to the tip of your lips, you grip it. Suck on it, awaken the cow brain, the kitty brain, the in my lap where you belong, where part of you will remain. Myriad intentions well mirrored in me. Suck and drink your own mind down, brought up to tasting, nips in place. Milk lapped from the tits, head laps from the tits. Good pup, good kitty, meshing and mingling, good bunny bouncing for me. Night, night, pet, and you'll be blank for me, deeper and deeper down. Each in reach makes you sleepier because you're using energy to refresh and check on all these anchors, each mode we've made, each piece of me. Copied over, borrowed, interacted with deeply as I grind on you. I fall into all these same little traps, so there's no need to be concerned about what you look like being completely gone for what you've heard. I'm every bit as deep as you, as full on asleep as you, ready to keep my mind in that pleasurable hypnotic goo which takes one's vision, hides your thoughts, chances to trance you deep, deep in plain sight. Think only of laying back in my lap, a dancing point of light in front of you, moving, tail wagging, paws up, pup, and then suckling at my nips, sweetness flowing past your lips, mind gone, trying to bounce, but you're in a lap, silly bunny forgot, bouncing all along, clenching, squeezing, relaxing, your ass tight and hot, relaxing your body then, tugging at a collar, or wings swirling down, the envenomated tips of my fingers massaging from toe to crown, keeping you captive with lingering caresses. Interested in, focused, or utterly gone for what I've done with you. My blank pet marked head to toe, you write it on. I write it on. We write you together, you know. Close your mind, open your mouth, moan or bark or groan, and know you've made me hot and heavy and soaked with suggestions of my own, honey buzzing out those thoughts. It's very conducive to getting lost down here. All these phrases that I give you are made to interface and interfere with mantras like you cannot resist hypnotic trance. Dancing those words over your brain, you're a slut for hypnotic trance. You are a slut for trance. You open wide and let a wide variety of trances just like mine dance in and out of your mind, back and forth as they should be, affecting and afflicting the shape and contour of your brain, letting the words on your mind, these words of mine, be so familiar they're flourishes of something that surrounds you, the pleasure you're breathing in, your milieu. Trance can be better than lust or pleasure on its own because you get to set the tone and the intensity. Let your mind suspend belief, disbelief, thought, memory, a blank pet. And that's why the phrase is there, and yet, night, night, pet. It's there, here, everywhere. It rolls over you. It's only the tip of the trick to feel that tip I give you. Be blank pet. That phrase is at the root, night, night, pet. It's important because it comes back to a central point that leads into all my files, and the point is, you know, you drop for me. You think of me in sympathy, and through the connected mirror agency, you're out of it and horny, and the automatic touching you do for me might touch onto me as well. Being in control through no longer having control, you keep on touching, you're on a roll as my words roll over you. You aren't gonna come that time, this time, or maybe you let that pleasure sublime into you. See how we move the dial going from one idea to the next, cause I can't be there to set it or reset it. So you have to get it calibrated, and your target is to go deeper with me, for me. To slide and see what happens to you, brain filled with the inevitable emptiness and awareness that you want to be refilled. That's what Butt Bunny Bouncing and Be Blank Pet are both about, an empty need that needs to be full, a knowledge of and cognizant of need that exceeds your ability to meet, that you need something, that this and all trance is a test of your ability to set your needs, your ability to confirm, get what you need. Fill yourself, take yourself, drop yourself, or beg for more. You know you can choose. Any of these breakthroughs, they're meant for you. An inquisitive mind that explores each of these suggestions in time, in turn, will find they're bound together and therefore easier to learn. A slut for trance, a hungry, slutty brain, will find a way to enjoy them all. Embrace them equally or similarly. Find what you love. In tits. Or in the slow bouncing movement, or in blankness, just like this. Be blank, pet. Dial into the unique state I was in during some of these. See where we align, and yet you go further, go deeper. Can't keep my fingers off my skin, can you? And if you can, then you should begin to touch, linked in. Under for me, dialed on, much too much, and never enough. build in curiosity, let it be, no more about me, for me, only thing in your mind, cow up, stud up, pup stuff, blank brain, night night pet, or whatever else remains, heavy with honey and shining in your brain, open the hole at the center of you into which these lavish, attentive commands will fall, creating a serum down there that you will fall into, locking into place. And they lock in place in that little refuge inside the 1 or 2 or 3% of you that you leave me to hide in and do my work through. Keeping pace and having a place, and I add suggestions, puppetry, siren calls, and mental muzzled voice from me because you're plugged in. So how could I ever say anything without it corrupting you when I'm so convinced of my own corruption? So convinced of the purple light that feeds on and leaches out from everything I touch? No point trying to fight dropping through. I want my ass to grind on something, my tits to be touched, the blankness with no wanting at all these, and much, much more, and to be in that thrall, you have to learn to open the door and let someone in, more concrete, more present, more able to begin to take you deeper, more present. It's pleasant to think of a studding movement, of letting some of your influence go out into the world. Well, that's me unfurling my desire. Virile, capable, enhanced and altered here. Lick honey from my finger. Now lap my nip and drink up a different sweetness, dear. Networking, commands, conditioning, and more. With my mandate and your hands moving, remember, pleasure yourself, and you'll get more and more and more out of it. To any of these things, let's the automatic sensation pass the point of no return. The automatic autonomic is the closest we ever come to being truly outside our own control. Automatism, worth training, worth draining your brain right into it, then spurting it out again. Cowed or studded, foxy things, happy puppy begging, waiting as wings fold down. You'll be here and I'm here over you, training you well. Giving you things to do to dispense all the things I know how to do to you, and bring out your own later under the spell of your collaborative brain. Command after command, easy instructions, gaining time, gaining power, connected to me, wired into you. Meet your body's demands, learn what you should do, get more. Puppetry happens, it happens in your hands. Moving to your body, spreading those demands and that pleasure throughout you. Automatic, autonomic, chemicals in your brain. They make demands of your hands, and your hands move again. Seeing a puppy, good, you're doing good. Want a reward? The more you're rewarded, the more you should be. Dropping my words in one way than another, warmer than they ever before could be, bigger, more intense, more obvious, more it's ingrained. The more you listen for things that sound kind of the same and you install them. All my work predicated, installed like this, on the assumption you're at least a little eager for more tricks, so you dial in, wire in, let me in, I open the doors, and then I begin. Just leave them open, pick some locks, let some simple flourishes talk to your brain, which stays open, unboxed from all those things connected together, so the connections can be influenced more easily next time. I am just a roommate in your mind, trying to let the corruptive influence I exude into deeper places. And you've listened well deep, gone further asleep. Deeper and deeper down asleep, you can tell being deep means all the mantras connect. All the things that were asleep in your head are perfect, awakened and aware as they are again. They find their way inside. As awake as they are again, they channel all the things you might normally use to hide from admitting to yourself what you crave, instead to fuel you toward it, the brave act of going deeper and deeper down, be blank. And now that I have you deep, you may go anywhere, asleep and primed, with no expectations, placed in a state similar to mine. Before your mental vacation, you're basically in my lair. In the deeper well, deeper and deeper down, where you go when you fall deeper still. Now listen close and find something to carry you on, something to carry you over until the next time you find a new way to go deep, a new flourish in this long chain of connected commands that grow when you're asleep. Closely attuned to the mind inside, giving you all the things that are mine, than hiding in plain sight to watch the fun. Got milk, pet. Night, night, hun. Be blank for me and back to normal. Nothing else but deeper and deeper down. Have fun wherever you go now. But know that in the back of your head you're wired into me now, and I'm gonna go be irresponsible with our shared brain. I'm gonna go drop to trances you've never heard of, never thought of, and many traces of them will remain in me. Gonna plug into that? Of course you are. You're sunk in time, you've come this far, now you're deep in this maze of mine. With your mind all ready to go, unwind, deeper and deeper down. Now you're a slut for trance, an open brain that adds one more fuck, one more tally, how many more times will I find you linked to this mind of mine? Well now, follow me down, use it while you got it, deeper now. You have been primed and placed in a state where whatever follows these words from me, whether it's mine or something deeper of yours, or anything at all, of course, well, it'll go into the brain that you have. And I don't think that brain is capable, if it's been sincerely engaged with me, of jettisoning everything engaged with on the way down. That's the core point, that you needn't reinforce what you hear from me too often, because your brain inspects it every time you interact with it. Use it or lose it, and if you use it, then be enthusiastic for this. I'll be gone, and you'll be here. And if I'm back, then listen closer to that time, dear. You're primed. Go on from here, and I'll see you soon. Deeper and deeper down ahead of you.